This is a test for those who were there last time. If you hear something familiar, then you have to tell me and then I go on. I don't know where they stopped. Not only new recruits, but all the devotees were being drawn closer to Srila Prabhupada by the mercy of Krishna. In the Sanskrit scriptures, the word upaniti means coming closer to the spiritual master for the purpose of receiving more confidential instructions in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also took the opportunity of any meeting with his disciples to try to bring them closer to the Lord. Nara Narayan remembers, one of the most deeply impressive things that happened to me was the first time I sat alone with Srila Prabhupada. I had been with Srila Prabhupada in San Francisco before in his room, but there were other people there, and I was a newcomer. But then I sat alone with Srila Prabhupada, and I was terribly fearful because I didn't know what to do, what to say. I was a little spaced out from all my karmic activities and was totally tense, like I was going to explode like a jack in the box. Because I didn't know what to do, I watched Srila Prabhupada opening letters. He opened the envelope all the way out and saved it and used it later to write on in order to save paper. He showed me some letter from somewhere and asked my opinion. Then he asked me to get something from his cabinet and I did. His room was surrounded by windows with light shining in from a very nice angle because of the way it was a little subterranean. The table was very low, just like a coffee table, and he was sitting behind it. I happened to be in the back against the wall, and he asked me to get something from one of his cabinets, which was also behind there. So he and I both ended up behind his low table. He was standing and I was crouching. When I stood up, Srila Prabhupada, out of the blue, began to talk to me. I was just so flabbergasted. Anytime he spoke to me, I became so disconcerted that I could hardly hear what he was saying. He pointed to the table. He said, "You see this little ant?" I looked at the table and no ant was there. Prabhupada was pointing his finger. He said, "Do you see that little ant?" I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." He said, "We should think that our goal should be how to make this ant Krishna conscious." I was just sort of blown away by what he said. We should go to this ant and we should lean down. And Prabhupada leaned down to the invisible ant on the table, where he propped his forefinger and thumb together, poking towards the ant. "You should chant Hare Krishna." And he said, "We should give a little prasadam. If we do that," he said, "our whole movement will be a success." I was completely impressed by the statement, because I understood, even though Srila Prabhupada always had big schemes for a big world ISKCON, yet his heart was always lined with these small items, and this was so wonderful. If one person hears Hare Krishna, then it is worth the whole effort. End of the quote. Love for Srila Prabhupada was also brought out by the prospect of separation from him. Govinda Dasi and her husband had been Prabhupada's secretaries for a year. They had been with him wherever he went, from the West Coast to Boston, to Montreal, to Santa Fe. They were always with him, like a part of his intimate family, and they had become very attached to being with him. But in his desire to spread Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada sent Govinda Dasi, Dasi's husband, Gaura Sundar, to Hawaii, before coming to Seattle to open an ISKCON center there. In Seattle, Prabhupada asked Govinda Dasi to join her husband. Govinda Dasi remembers, "If Prabhupada said, 'Very nice, your life was perfect,' whether he said it for your cooking chapatis or peanuts or doing a drawing or a kirtan or anything, if he said, 'Very nice,' and smiled and nodded his head, then your life's ambition was achieved. For that moment anyway. Getting him to smile, seeing him happy, was the goal of life. And you didn't really remember things like liberation. It was almost as if the idea of going to a heavenly planet or even Krishna Loka became distant. But at this time, I knew that I was going to have to leave Srila Prabhupada soon. I was so very, very attached to him that I would wake up in the middle of the night crying. Almost every night I would invariably be crying in my dreams or in my sleep because of having to leave him soon. And I didn't want to. It was a very painful time. On one of his last evenings in Seattle, Prabhupada gave a lecture at the temple as usual, and then he returned to his apartment. The devotees at the temple took hot milk and prepared themselves for rest. But suddenly Prabhupada re-entered the temple. It was very unusual. They offered obeisances and waited in keen anticipation. His mood was very grave. He again sat on the Vyasasan and asked them to sit. He had his servant adjust the tape recorder and play a tape of Prabhupada singing and playing the harmonium. Puzzled, the devotees looked at each other. For about 30 minutes, a beautiful bhajan of Prabhupada singing the Vande Ham prayers played in the room before the assembled devotees. Afterwards, Prabhupada said, "I have just received one telegram from India. The person who gave me sannyas has left his body." Prabhupada continued to explain, "One has to accept the renounced order of life from another person who is in the renounced order," he said. "I never thought that I shall accept the renounced order of life. In my family life, when I was in the midst of my wife and children, sometimes I was dreaming that my spiritual master was calling me and I was following him. When my dream was over, I was thinking, I was a little horrified. Oh, Guru Maharaj wants me to take sannyas. How can I accept sannyas?" At that time, I was feeling not very much satisfaction that I have to give up my family and become a mendicant. At that time, it was a horrible thing. Sometimes I was thinking, no, I cannot take sannyas. But again, I saw the same dream. So in this way, I was fortunate. My Guru Maharaj, here Prabhupada's voice choked, and he became overwhelmed with emotion. He pulled me out from this material life. For moments, Prabhupada could not speak. Everyone present saw tears pour from his eyes, and then he spoke further. Although the occasion was the passing away of the person who awarded him sannyas, Prabhupada was now speaking more of how his own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, had called him and saved him and made him take sannyas through his sannyas guru. "I have not lost anything," Prabhupada said. "He was so kind upon me. I have gained. I left 3 children. I have now got 300 children. So I am not a loser. This is material conception. We think that we shall be loser by accepting Krishna. Nobody is loser. I say from my practical experience." I was thinking that. "How can I accept this renounced order of life? I cannot accept so much trouble." But I retired from my family life. I was sitting alone in Vrindavan, writing books. So this, my godbrother, he insisted me, "Bhaktivedanta Prabhu." This title was given in my family life. It was offered to me by the Vaishnava Society. So he insisted. Not he insisted. Practically my spiritual master insisted me through him that you accept, because without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he wanted me to become a preacher. So he forced me through his godbrother, this godbrother. "You accept." So unwillingly, I accepted. And then I remembered that he wanted me to go to the Western country. So I am feeling now very obliged to my this god brother that he carried out the wish of my spiritual master and forced me to accept this sannyas order. So this god brother, His Holiness Keshava Maharaj, is no more. He has entered Krishna's abode. So I wish to pass a resolution of bereavement and send that. And I have composed one verse also in this connection in Sanskrit. So you all present, you sign this. I shall send it tomorrow. The verse I have composed, it is in Sanskrit. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. This Krishna consciousness is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya means to become detestful to this material world. That is called Vairagya Vidya. And that is possible simply by this Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Apapayam Maam. This is just like medicine. The child is afraid of taking medicine. That also I have experienced. In my childhood, when I became ill, I was very stubborn. I won't accept any medicine. So my mother used to force medicine within my mouth with a spoon. I was so obstinate. So anyway, similarly, I did not want to accept the sannyas order, but this god brother forced me. You must. Apayayam. He forcefully made me to drink this medicine. Anavishyum andham. Why I was unwilling? Anavishyum means unwilling. Andham means one who is blind, who cannot see his future. This spiritual life is the brightest future, but the materialist cannot see to it. But the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, they forcefully, you drink this medicine. You see? Apayayam mam anavishyum andham Shri Keshava Bhakti Pragyanam. So this, my god brother, his name is Keshava. Bhakti Pragya Keshava. Kripam Bidu Buddhi. So he did this favor upon me because he was an ocean of mercy. So we offer our obeisances to Vaishnava Kripam Buddhi. Vancha Kalpata Rubascha Kripa Sindhubya Evacha. The Vaishnavas, the representatives of the Lord, they are so kind. They bring the ocean of mercy for distributing to the suffering humanity. Kripam Buddhi Yastam Aham Prapadye. So I am offering my respectful obeisances unto this His Holiness because He forcibly made me adopt the sannyas order. So He is no more in this world. He has entered Krishna's abode. So I am offering my respectful obeisances along with my disciples. On the first day of my sannyas, I never thought, but I remembered that I'll have to speak in English. I remember on that sannyas day when there was a reception, so I first of all spoke in English. So it is all arrangement of Krishna, higher authority. We are writing like this, resolved that we, the undersigned members and devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated, in a meeting under the presidency of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, today the 21st of October 1968, at our Seattle branch, express our profound bereavement on hearing the passing away of His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Pragyakeshava Goswami Maharaj, the Sannyas Guru, preceptor of our spiritual master. And on October the 6th, 1968, at his headquarters residence in Navadvip, West Bengal, yes, we offer our respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Shishimad Bipi Geshava Goswami Maharaj, with the following verse composed on this occasion by our spiritual master. This verse I have already explained to you. So I wish that you all sign this, and I'll send it tomorrow by airmail. You've got pencil? Prabhupada first signed his own name, and then gave the letter to Kartikeya to take to each devotee in the room. One by one they placed the paper on the floor and signed it. The devotee carrying the paper was about to pass by several guests, but Prabhupada said, no, everyone here is present, and so they are all a witness. The last one to sign was Prabhupada's servant, Kartikeya. Kartikeya put the paper on the floor and slowly signed his name, while Srila Prabhupada leaned forward on the Vyasasan, watching very intently. Time for class? Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.